smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Yes, Tim. Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome. It is the 19th day of October. The McCafe menu's got a very nice look about it this morning. Grant Thomas, Tomo, former St Kilda coach, former footy classified panellist. He's going to join us out at 7 o'clock. He was in the news yesterday about the St Kilda Footy Club. He's always got something good to say. Oh, good. That's in the eye of the beholder, but always something that stirs the emotion. So looking forward to having a chat with Grant Thomas. AFL draft is coming up. We continue to put our stable together. So far, we've put together two very nice young men, and we're adding Jamison Ballantyne, talented winger from Portland, my older hometown in country Victoria. He's going to have a chat with us. Neil Kearney, he's got the Bombers, stories of a great club dominated by the Wisp, done a lot of interviewing for that. He's going to join us as well. So look at that for a nice setup. E&S Open Line, Temper Text Machine. I've got a good feel about it. We're back in our studio. We've got the nice cover. It would have saved us a couple $100,000, this $12 cover. So I can have my coffee here without worrying about spilling it. Welcome there, Whispers.
Good morning. Gary, you didn't mention the double doors.
Oh, yeah, what's
We've been trying to work out why that new door went in there. We've got a double door now into the studio. Any idea?
Soundproofing. I think that's what it is.
Well, it hasn't been closed once. So I don't know how much it costs, but it's been a waste of money.
Look at this. The first two messages of the morning are exactly what I wanted to open the show with. I want to know, is there better chemistry in – let's just keep it to the newsroom. I've been watching – I'm a chemistry watcher.
Oh, really?
The chemistry between Peter Mitchell, the Wisp, and then Boston Jane Bunn has jumped in on the end of it. The three of them, the way they complement each other, the Wisp went with a zinger last night. Pete chuckled, and then Jane Boston Bunn just put the full stop. Have a listen to this.
And Jordan DeGoey's new manager will be able to hose down any speculation that he may be on the move, Mitch.
As a fireman, he will be able to do that, Tim,
yes,
won't he?
Yes, he will.
Yeah, you picked that up very well indeed. Thank you. Jane is next with the forecast. Jane, when is it warming up?
Yeah, good joke there, Mitch.
There it is, the trio, see? That is how good chemistry works. Someone sets it up, the middleman then does the obligatory... and then the weather girl goes bang and just backs over it and says, good joke there, Wisp.
Zinger, 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 all round zinger.
I think you've got Jennifer Kite and Steve Quatermain just covered. Just.
What about Chompers? And Pete.
Well,
and the Hitch.
I don't see them anymore because I'm on Channel 7. Mm. I see Steve Quatermain and Jen because I watch the sport news there sometimes.
Right.
Whilst I'm cooking.
Yeah.
Chemistry between those two, not quite at your level. Quarters can sometimes put a zinger out that Jen goes straight through. Well taken. Well taken by Tim Payne. But not you three. Nothing slides past you and... Mitch in Boston.
Can we keep it going, though? Because that was interesting news, wasn't it, that Jordan DeGoey is now going to be managed by his brother-in-law, who's a fireman.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
and I tell you what, there'll be forewarning when he arrives at Collingwood to sit down and have a chat about DeGoey's contract, Gary. And what about if they say, not today, you won't be coming in today? Have a listen.
Coxie, if you're on the ball, you'll have Jane Bunn going, good joke there, Wispy. No,
funny, Tim.
Oh, okay. Can I not talk to you? Where's my button?
No, there's no button.
What?
We haven't got a button. We haven't fixed it. There's still no button. You can't talk to the boys out the back. You've got to just do hand signals like Coxie gave me the hand signal very late yesterday. It's called the flap.
Well,
oh, Michael, you're right. It wasn't even funny.
No, I thought it was a zippity zoo zinger.
It wasn't very funny.
I've got lots of talk.
We just try and keep it light. News is so serious, isn't it?
Not for you three. It's not. Nice joke there.
Because Mitch loves a chuckle.
He does.
He loves a laugh.
Chuckle at anything.
No, but he loves a laugh about anything. He likes to see the lighter side of life.
Hey, I want
to
kind of you.
Ask a question.
That's okay, Pete.
I spoke to my brother yesterday. My brother, one of my probably my favourite person in the world. Well, amongst them, they're in the top five. He's a Melbourne fanatic. Not many people I know who love the Demons more. I hadn't had a great long chat with him since the premiership. So I spoke to him yesterday. He said, and this is my question, how many times have you watched something? He said conservatively he's watched it start Melbourne's premiership win, start to finish, including pageantry, that is the pre-game and the post-game, 25 times.
Right.
He reckons if you wanted to just go from halfway through the third quarter, well over 50.
Right.
How many times have you watched something, and what is it that you've watched over and over and over?
That is a great question.
0433 98 11 16.
That is a great question. You know, after we won the 1984 grand final, my dad had an old VHS or Beta copy of the game.
Yep.
And every time I'd drive up there, he was watching it. Mm. It was in full colour. I got there about 3 months later. It was sort of like grainy. It decoloured. And I got there at Christmas time. It was in black and white.
That's right. That is exactly right. Because my old man...
Now it just blinks. If he puts it in, it just blinks. Got no life left.
Played in a grand final and won when he was 35, his first one ever. And he had and anyone that walked in the house, right? Here's Tim and Susie. Oh, you want to watch a 75 grand final? Over and over until I think it's knackered as well. So what's the record? I don't know what the record
is. How many times do you think he watched it?
He said by lunchtime the next day, four.
By lunchtime the next day.
What four? He watched it straight after again and got thoroughly drunk, got up in the morning, didn't want to miss anything, bought the papers, listened to the radio, watched everything, watched it again, and then had another look at it by lunchtime. So 25's his go. If he can beat it.
That's not the full game though either, is it?
25's a full game.
I thought you said that he'd only watched the presentation part.
No, like the pre-game and the post and the whole game. 25.
The whole game.
But then if you just wanted to log from the 13-minute mark of the third quarter, he said well over 50.
Right.
Well over 50.
That's a bit you'd be watching.
Yeah, exactly. But I just wonder if there's anyone out there that can top that. Not, it doesn't even have to be footy or grand final. It might be your wedding. You might have watched your wedding.
Yes. Or if you've been involved in a horse, I can imagine how many times people have watched a race over and over again.
Yep.
What's that famous story about Kerry Packer that he was sitting at a dinner party somewhere in Sydney?
Yeah, his horse had won at Rose Hill or Randwick that day, and he had a dinner party, a table full of guests, and he said, did you see my horse win today? And they said, oh, no, it didn't. So because there's always a red phone in every newsroom. So he pushes a button, and the person on duty says, yes, Mr. Packer. He said, put the horse race on. We're in the middle of a movie. He said, I don't care. Put the horse race on. I've got a room full of people who haven't seen the horse. So apparently they said... And we hold proceedings for this particular movie, Tarzan, and for the horse, race six at Rose Hill. And I read this in the book. I don't know if this is true. And then he liked it that much. 10 minutes later, he rang again. Said, put it on again. The bloke goes, what? Put it on again. So he put it on again.
I don't get where that story is true or not.
No, it's a great story, isn't it?
That's it. He ripped old mate off a show one night too, didn't he? The guy that used to go busters up there on Breakfast Radio. What was his name?
Yeah, Muldooney, was it?
Mulray.
Doug Mulray.
Doug Mulray, was it? No, yeah. Was it Doug Mulray? Yeah, I think it was Doug Mulray.
Doing the funny, the shocking video shows or whatever. So he said, get him off.
Don't like that.
And
stop
I think it. Did he? I think he might have given Mickey Molloy the same treatment, did he? When he had when he was doing something that wasn't quite what you'd expect of a nighttime show. Anyway.
He flew down and had a chat to Ernie once too, didn't he?
Yes, that didn't go well for Ern. Watched Breaking Bad 11 times. Well, that's a lot. That's from start to finish 11 times over. That's a fair bit of watching.
As teenagers, me and my brother watched Goodfellas every night for 3 months straight. We started talking like mobsters, so Dad barred it.
I love that.
I don't know how many times I've watched Love Actually. I'm with you, Bernadette. Around 20 times, she says, until I read a feminist analysis of the movie, and then sadly I've stopped watching it. Don't.
What?
She read a feminist analysis of the movie, and then she stopped watching it.
Don't let that take the enjoyment out of it, Bernadette. It's a movie, Bern. It's not real life. I like that movie too. Is that the one where they... It ends up at the
park
at the airport.
No,
What am I thinking of?
Oh, Love Actually. Oh, yes. Love
no,
Actually.
You're thinking of Notting Hill.
I'm thinking of the other one. Yeah.
Notting Hill's a great movie.
Notting Hill, yeah. I've watched that a few times as well. I like those sorts of films. Mm. What does that say about me?
No, I do
too. A bit
too.
Soft?
Yeah, we both are. What else do I got here for you? The Irish in vogue.
Mm.
The T20 World Cup group match was played between Ireland and the Netherlands. Curtis Camphor took 6 for 52, took 4 wickets in 4 balls.
Double hat-trick.
Mm. Not a bad effort, is it?
Only the third time that's been performed in international men's cricket too.
Yeah, I would imagine. And whilst we're on that, Fremantle have recruited an Irishman as well. I watched his highlight reel. I showed you. What'd you think of
him? Oh, he's quick. Alton, sticks, isn't he?
Alton Kelm.
Who's he gone to?
Freo. Category B rookie. So I'm telling you, it's the great untapped. And there's another young man called Leek Alia. He's a South Sudanese lad who came over when he was 6 years of age, and he's also breaking some records in the South Australian draft camp. So we're getting all these talented internationals coming in and taking over.
Do you know why, talking about internationals, and we touched on this lightly yesterday, do you know why we stopped promoting football and expanding into Papua New Guinea? Have you got any idea why
after you went.
No, that was back in 1970.
You lost Congo's 80s.
That was back in 1975 that we were over there.
They were
embarking upon, you know, like an expansion of the game into Papua New Guinea, and they were spending a lot of money. Their Victorian government, the VFL at the time, was spending a lot of money up there promoting football and playing football up there.
Were they?
And then I don't know what stage of the 70s or the 80s that they decided, okay, that's enough. We're not going to spend any more money in that part of the world.
Was there, who's from anyone from Papua New Guinea? Is Mel Michael?
Mel Michael's family, mother, father is Papua New Guinean. Yeah. David Roden.
Right.
I think they've got a connection to the Papua New Guineans as well.
Mm.
They were mad, Gary. They were mad for the footy. Like, absolutely bonkers for the game.
Well, maybe they
there.
Didn't. Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, Whispers. Well, you could maybe find out. Who would know? Shifter?
Well, it's on our doorstep. That's the point. Like, and they're really strongly built men. Like, unbelievable. I think we're under 13, but I think we're playing against people that might have been a little bit older.
Wait, you're in the under 13s.
Well, they're bringing their kids along with them to the game. So,
speaking of Melbourne, you're exactly right. Off the temper text, they were back at training. I see that yesterday.
Yeah.
They weren't. It wasn't an organised.
No, game. No. They weren't in their gear.
Right.
Their proper gear.
So they what? They're sitting at home bored, probably.
They're all getting bored. All the players. That's the conversation that's going on in around the clubs at the moment. The guys are just turning up for training because they've got nothing else to do.
Mm. It was good to see them running around. Send them all through. Send through what you've watched. Revenge on Word Perfect on Revenge of the Nerds. There you go. Grant Thomas is going to join us. Jamison Ballantyne's going to join us. Neil Kearney's going to join us. I'm going to find out why I can't talk to the production office. I've got questions. A nice bit of plastic they got here, but now we've got no communication. We'll get there one day. Arsenal and Crystal Palace are playing at the moment. One all in the 12th minute. Premier League update for new Nissan Navara. Upgrade your business fleet today with a new Nissan Navara, tougher and more advanced than ever.
Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
I had 100 each way on Extra Brute in the 2018 Derby at 16-1. So I've watched that last 400 metres 50 times. We're asking you what you've watched on the back of my brother, having watched the grand final 25 times start to finish, probably 50 if you just included the from the third quarter on. I've watched Wispy's joke last night 50 times. He's getting some support for your humour.
Yes, I've watched Jaws at least 50 times. When I was in LA a few years back, saw the shark from the movie at Universal Studios. You've done that trip, have you? Universal Studios, where the big shark comes out of the water.
Have I ever.
Scared the living daylights out of us.
Pack my dax, I did.
Yeah, I was 22 at the time too. We're going to need a bigger boat, Spencer in Brunswick. Yeah. Oh, hang on. David Roden is Fijian. Sorry about that. I thought that he was PNG.
And I said Curtis Camford took six for. He took four for 26, but he took the four wickets in four balls.
Can you get that right?
And Crystal Palace had their goal scratched after they must have gone to the review system. So they were one all wispy with Arsenal, but they've had that goal taken off them.
Did you see the story about those two players that stopped the game in Tottenham?
Yes.
And they called for the...
The defibrillator.
That's a hard word to say. I tried to take that out of the script last night.
Yeah, how'd you go with it?
I just got there.
Did you?
Mitch was chuckling in the background.
How did they know that that person was... They must have been very switched onto the game.
Well, no, because somebody signalled to them that something was going on and they just saw it out of the corner of their eye.
What do you mean someone signalled to them?
Well, it stopped. You know, the game can stop and then there was sort of a bit of a commotion and then they realised that there's something serious taking on. Do you know what they end up getting those two players?
Glad they did. What?
Man of the Match awards.
Well, so they should. So they should. I've set up the couch on many a Saturday night and watched the Hawthorn three-peat. Takes me the whole day. I still get nervous.
Bring back the
Bud to Hawks. Brad from Edith Vale.
Brad.
Nice work, Bradley. The Melbourne Star. There's a late push to try and save the Melbourne Star.
I didn't read this. Where? Who's trying to save it? Well, the big wheel.
Yes, the big wheel. Various interested parties, right. Wispy. Yeah. Here we go. Melbourne Star could be reborn. Hopes are building that a Melbourne Star observation wheel win a reprieve from the scrap heap. Do you think it should be reprieved?
Well, I'm sure people have got money associated with it. So I don't wish anybody bad luck as far as an investment goes. So I don't know, but... Why haven't we ever been able to build something significant here in this city?
What? That is your mouth out.
Well, no, but yeah, like surely we could have created something here that people look. You got to get when you go to Australia, you just have to go and see this.
MCG.
No, it's not that.
Well,
there's stadiums all over the world.
Not as good as that.
Yeah, there are. There are better stadiums than the MCG. Far better stadiums now that are all over America. Every year one pops up there.
They haven't got the soul of the MCG.
Well, no, they don't have the history associated with that because of what it's been hosting over the years. But honestly, would you say to somebody, come to Australia, get to Melbourne and go and look at a stadium?
Yes.
Oh, cut it out, Gary.
Garrity up there. Yeah. Run a little video of the 10.
Go and have a look at the mural. I know where you're going now.
Well,
I've been in there and had a look at that mural too.
Yeah.
And somebody said that they saw you in there with an easel and some paint one day. You may have touched your own photo up a little bit too. You've done yourself a nice little service there.
I went to London, I went to Lords.
But you're sporting.
Spit it out.
I know what you're saying, okay?
Thank you.
And you might go somewhere and you think, okay, well, I've been watching cricket or I've been watching whatever it might be.
It's
I want to go
the
and visit
of
that.
The city.
I understand that, but I don't think it's significant enough. I think we could have done better than that
What's
over the years.
What's the centre of Melbourne? What's the epicentre?
Collins Street. Oh, there's Crown Casino.
Oh,
yeah, but what a joke that is. Oh, go to Melbourne and go to Crown. Go to the gambling place.
Okay.
That's so the biggest thing we've got to offer.
MCG's got you covered there. You haven't come up with anything better than
MCG. Oh, no, the MCG's much better than those
things.
It's
the centre of Melbourne.
Yeah, sort of.
Well, what else is?
I know it's significant to a lot of people.
The Yellow Peril.
Well, we've shifted that too. I don't know where that's ended up now. The Yellow Peril.
Two people have nominated this Yellow Peril. Well,
where would you, if somebody, you got some overseas guests coming to Melbourne, what would you suggest they do on day one?
I have. I went to Main Ridge and I showed them the kangaroos.
Did you really?
Yeah, the Indian family.
They weren't your guests, though.
Well, they ended up being my guests.
I know that.
Someone asked me,
I know how friendly you've become with them.
They said, would I host the English cricket team for a tour of the property?
I beg your pardon?
Someone asked me if I'd host the English cricket. They were listening and heard that I was doing tours with the beautiful Indian family, and they said, would I host the English cricket
team? And what did you say? Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Let's talk. they would be thrilled. I could see Joe Root and the crew coming down just to see the kangaroos.
Yeah, well, that would be nice. And the great thing about that is you're guaranteed to see the kangaroos too.
Yeah, absolutely stone cold guarantee. And we got a text. What about Gary's Peninsula tours? World class. I haven't got a better suggestion. Jeff Shedd. Nah. See, the MCG is the epicentre of Melbourne.
Is it?
Well, unless you can come up with something better, then I'm declaring it. And nothing I've seen yet has come through than saying that's anything better.
I went on one of those.
The beating heart of our city.
I went on one of those sites just to see what sort of a review those Indians left your joint. They weren't very complimentary.
Now, that is a nonsense. No. They could not have been more complimentary.
Well, they may have been to your face. I went online and read it.
Well, what was
Gary's Tours,
yeah.
Peninsula
what was
Tours. What was very,
the,
very.
What was the complaint?
1 star they gave you.
Free entry. Free, you didn't have to pay extra to get on the buggy. Guaranteed kangaroo.
They said the kookaburra was stuffed.
Oh, dear.
There was some suggesting it was like a battery-operated kookaburra, Kelvin.
No. We're here for Coke and credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards. Tell me where there's a better beating heart in Melbourne than the MCG. And I'm not just putting on my sporting hat. I don't know. Is it the Art Centre? Is that the beating heart? Would that be the reason that people came to Melbourne? Garage Doors Redefined, 4ddoors.com.au. Don't forget Call of the Year. 2021 Toyota Hilux Rugged X could be yours. Valued at over $75,000.
Oh, yeah. Go to the Melbourne Laneways and have a look at all the art and graffiti. Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful.
Nice.
And it's colourful, but I'm not sure that's going to move you enough to come to Melbourne, is it?
Not sure. That's the beating heart, is it? That's a nice, strong arterial.
The shrine?
Yes. Very important part. Very important part. I don't know if it's got the... Well, I don't want to be disrespectful. So, yes, the shrine would be up there, but I'm still going with the MCG. Keep sending them through. We'll take some news headlines. Now, Alex, if you wouldn't mind.